Shalmi Taina Staff Chav Dalet. We're starting from the bottom of Chav Gimel Beis. We left off. We discussed yesterday the Seder of how they were mechaber each other in who should go first as far as sitting around the Nasi, and the way who was chosen to sit first and second, etc. So now the Gemara discusses, what about a Suda? Mechaber someone at a Suda. The Gemara says, Taina we went to Nebraisa, Seder Hatzav. The proper way, the Seder, the order of reclining for a meal. Reclining for a meal, time in the Mishnah, they used to go ahead and lean on the side, and everybody had their own little couch to sit on. That was the how they used to do, how they used to eat their sudas. And the Gemara discusses the proper procedure. When they had two different couches, only to be there, only two, but the Hayal Gadol Shaben Ola Mesev Rosh Ala Yona. Then the more Chashva person goes in and reclines first on the one that's higher up. And the second one comes and sits on the one below him. There were three makkah, three beds, three couches, and a Gadol Shaben Ola Mesev Rosh. First one goes on top. And then where it says reclines where? The middle one. Hashena Lola Maila, the second one. It was the second order of Cheshivas. He goes ahead and is reclines next to him. Lamaila above him. Vashlishi lo matamen. The third one below him. This is how they would arrange further for all the different people that would participate. In other words, that the person's always in the middle, the Cheshiva person, and each person is on the two sides of him. But that's the way they mechabit him. That they mechabit him in that way. Where the Lamaida man, it says the carbonated to explain. He wouldn't have to go bend. He couldn't be able to go, people wouldn't be in his way. So if he wants to go ahead, now do it in a way where they different levels, where one, if he wants to get up, the Gadol would like to get up, doesn't have to infringe upon the other people, and they could be able to step away without. And same thing without having. He wants to go ahead and talk. He wouldn't have to turn around, and they both be able to both the next them and be able to go ahead, just face them and be able to have a conversation rather than having to move himself, move the table, or move the couch, or move himself in a way to do that. That would be not covered for him. So this is the best way to do so, where there's the cover dick away. Gemara discusses our forefathers also buried in the manner, in the way, that they reclined the suda. That's the way they were buried as well, and which means that again, Kabbalah explains that the Avram Emtsa, Avram is the middle, the most chashuv, Yitzchak Lamaila, and then Yaakov Lamata Yemeno. The way that we just set aside is the proper way for sitting in a suda is the same way that the avos were buried in Maris Mapela. Someone said that this would be the idea is different than you think of buried all equal and next to each other, one after each other. But no, it wasn't done this way. The Gemara is telling you that they were buried differently because, again, to give more chashivas to Avram's space, that Avram would be in the middle and in the higher spot, and the other ones would be lower. That was in Yaakov lower than Yitzhak would be the proper way to as the way that's where they are buried, the way that you save up. Okay, the Gemara discussed an idea back to the day of Ma'amodim. So each one would go ahead and read, get the gown, read from the parsha, and we pick a certain kriya that is read. And we'll see what the Gemara says. What is read? Why the area of the kabbonos are red? The person's word only stands on account of the kabbonos. The kabbonator explains. It says over here, Chuko Shemayim V'aretz. It said, even though there the world stands on that, on those things, but Kabanos is the Chuko Shemayim V'aretz. Is the on the stands that the Gemara is telling you is that it refers to the explanation of the way the world is set, the laws of the way the Torah is set. And it was without without Kabanos and Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kapara, then you can have the world, but the world couldn't support itself. The world would not be able to exist. It's only through the Kabanos that the world exists. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch created these things, Olam Oimed, but without the Kabanos of doing tshuva, there could be no, there would be no Kim of the world. And that's what the Gemara says. Therefore, it would have to be, this is how significant the Gemara, this is what we mentioned. The Gemara says, Masha, tell me then the Mishnah elsewhere. Mishnah Pesach HaSav, Shema, HaKasadik HaYim Shavik HaGadola, HaYomer, Mar says, continue. Shoshim Pasay, all them learned that one pasik. Yasim Devarai Beficha, I placed my words in your mouth, so Torah, say Yodik is Sichol, and I covered you. So you see that these are the pasik, really the source of these things are all written and based on Psukim, that we see that these things are holding up the world, so to speak. Without that, it couldn't exist. So the this is like a different thing. It's not before in economy as Kabanos is what's giving the schusim for tshuva to allow it to continue, but to the world to stand. These are the things that the world stands on are these things that are based upon psukim. So the Gemara. Gemara gives an example of what this means in a pasuk. Lamanda teacher called Marius B'tayruk Meschav. If it does both, you're towing Meschav. You're zokel the shevet seil kadosh baruch. You sit in the shade of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You do these things. You sit. You zokel to have the reward of sitting b'tseil shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which means close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We see in the pasukim that this is the. Referring to the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how do the ksiv? We said before that person goes, as chesed, is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sale. Mayaka chazdecha lakim, b'nei adam, tzalakim mechi yachsoyin, saying the pasik in Tehillim. But again, that during the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and supports the world, gives to the world, so it provides for everybody, for all the creations. So that's chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So mele, therefore, when you do chesed, you're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you're following in his way, so you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects you. The plant that happens in the earth, you are my people, Israel. Again, what does this mean? The same idea is that the kabanos, the schus that we have, kapara for our sins, is allows us to be able to Klai Yisrael to thrive, to continue, and Klai Yisrael is able to continue with these things. So the Kabanedu explains that the Meyaka Chazdeka, that these things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, the 3 hours a day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Osek Mifanis and Sifanis Olam, and the Kabanos, that keeps the laws of the Torah, the Klai Yisrael keeps connected to the Torah, through the Kabbalah itself. Gemara says, I'm talking about Papa, because I know Kabbalah, we went through all the Psukim in the Torah. I'm a son of Jacob Israel, Tzion, all of Israel. We never found any place where the Torah is referred to, the Kali Yisrael is referred to Tzion, except in this Pasuk, Leimol, Tzion, Amiata. Pasuk says, Tzion refers to Kali Yisrael. They do these mitzvahs, they follow these mitzvahs that we mentioned, Torah, Avodah, Minas Chasadim. So then there's the Tzion, they're eternal. They'll be connected to Tzion. These are all Ayidei Gimli Mitzvah, Yisrael, Heim, Ayidei Hashem, Nebid Hashem. And Tzion means they're tied together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And this is the schus that Klai Yisrael has to survive. Another matter in the Mishnah. We learned another Mishnah. So how do we juggle that? Slush in the record, they all come in the same pasuk. Nasa din, nasa emes. Person does din, he's doing emeth, the truth. Nasa emes, nasa shalom. He does shalom. So they all come together. And the person does the proper thing, does justice in accord, and does it truthfully and honestly. So then it brings shalom. And therefore, all these together come in a way. It's coming and explains. People are afraid to lie. Maybe someone will catch him. So they say the truth. And they come to say the truth. Then it's mavur. Everyone's saying the truth. Then the psakalach will be the truth. And there'll be no more machlokas. People will accept the yavachaveri kashusa. They'll accept the outcome because they know that this was the emes. This is the emes. Bring shalom. The pasuk says in the charya that all these different things. Emes shalom mishalom, these things and psukim together. We as the Kabbalah explained, and a perish mishpat shalom, and it bitzu elakama my nasa nishba nasa shalom. The pasuk is telling us that gates are open of Yerushalayim, the gates of Yisrael will be open up for Klai Yisrael. When they do, they follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and do it so with MS that this would be a zokah to all the brothers. So the Mishnah continues. Now we talked about Alok Mamadus read from the Chelek of the Bria Sarilam, beginning of Bereishis, they used to read other things as well. So which one did they read, and which days of the week did they read? The Gemara said, they said Yerukiah. Shena Yurikav Amaya, they read about the water split. Sisha Ganyukav Maya Moros. Mervi Moros Yisha Tzu Amaya. Machamisha Yisha Tzu Amaya. They read each day for what was created on that day. On that day of the creation, Yom Echad, Erev, Yoka Yom, Rishon, Yom Sheni. These are things that they read for that day. Would be each day, and the Mishma would read the same thing. Shisha, the other with Kuloy, Ashmaim Kotzvan, who read on Shabbos, the part about Shabbos. So Gemara says, also, Parasha Gedola, Kodesh Sabishnaim, Ketana B'Yichud. The longer paragraphs were read by two different people, and the shorter one was read by one. If it's a long paragraph, it was read by two. If there are two paragraphs read, and the longer one, you have two people read it. But if it's a short one, then that doesn't need to be divided up, then one person would read it. You know, the short and long, the Parashas Bereishis, Shehei Psukim, they read it double, that's two. But the Sheni, which is less than, which is two psukim, then you would read it, only one person reads it. So the Gemara, Mishnah continues, Shach was a Musaf, that was a Shach was a Musaf. Mincha, they didn't read the Torah, because of Yikar and Alpindek. People go ahead and they say the Pesukim by heart, because Shema, the great Shema, Erev Shabbos, Mincha, Yinechasim, if they would not go into Shul at all, covered Shabbos, they wouldn't go into Pramonos to read anything, people were busy with preparing for Shabbos. So Bimela, they were occupied, therefore they didn't make any special Torah reading on the Mamados, or anything, any other special tefillos, because they were kai, so it says the kamenei l'fnei, the loyu koron klal, share truth l'tzak and tzak and Shabbos. So people were busy with bearing Shabbos, so there was no, chazal won't misak in any type of kriya of any sort, even a short one, because of the, what do you call it, the same thing on mincha, and then because mincha, the Torah chatayinus, people, they didn't want to impose more on people. Gemara says, the halacha said, relationship with Hallel, any day that there's Hallel, Eimam HaShachris. There's no Torah reading of Maimed on Shachris. When it's Hallel, then you don't read the Mamados, so you don't make a Tainus. It's a day of Simcha, it's a day of Hallel. So the Kabbalah, when you're Chanukah, Sheshbem Hallel, Eimam Musaf, that in Yishalim, they didn't read any Lashim Parash of Mashal, they didn't read anything. Eilam Panay Lassus Me'adu Mashal Dokosa. Hallel was Dokit, they didn't make any special reading because of that. Eimam HaShachris. They didn't make any amonos. Kavim Musaf, but Kavim Musaf was read that they did do. When Yekiva heard this, he went ahead and he passed him like Ben Azai, changed his opinion, and he passed him because of like Rav Yanai, because of the Shonak Kedivrei Ben Azai, to say that the proper way to do it would be that Medivrei Torah set carbon to Kedivrei Torah. Dinah Shal Yitkel Amam Edemincha. The like of the Megas Dima Matri carbon Kedivrei Torah. You don't have to go ahead and we're not concerned about it. Regular Drabbanan Dikad. Things we didn't do. Kavim Musaf, there was Din Torah, that's what they didn't do, weren't Dokid. Shachris, the other thing is Mincha, that was the Rabbanon, that's why they were Dokid. The Gemara is going to explain this in a little bit more detail. It says the Gemara, that the Gemara continues, we said, my mothers, we read different days in a week. Gemara is Akasha. The three that were called Torah, Monday, Thursday, we have three people called up, and on Shabbos, Mincha as well. Because we never read no less than 10 psukim. We have to call three aliyahs, we have to have at least three aliyahs, we have to, for each psukim, for each one, so we have to have a minimum of 10. Because Kiyom, a why thing, and I said, it's like Sevaz Adibros, is 10. That's where it comes from, the source that you have to have 10. I was in the Mishnah, Miyom, Mishnah, Mishnah, Yukia, and it doesn't have 8, doesn't have 9, doesn't have 10. How could you read the first one? So Mishnah said, you read the Yukia, it only has 8. So the Gemara says that they, no, the Gemara said difference, explains how. It's bogging kind of us. The Kana and agree how to disagree how to do it. Kana Machaiser, they'd read over the last psukim, so you have 9. Kuna Makur, you read, divides it two. You divide the two of the, you take the one of the psukim, you do it into two. What's the Machal, I guess? Mandiyah Machaiser, Chazer Shnei Psukim, you go back to Chazer over two psukim, so now you have 10. Mandiyah Machaiser, you can divide it, you have a book, so you have 10, not by adding psukim or repeating psukim, but by some of the psukim are cut in half. You cut the Yom Kosher, the Karalah, it's like a separate pasuk. You can read them as separate psukim, so therefore you have the extra time that you do it. Raz Akasha. My Mishnah, make sure you make a Kavi Kamayim, tell somebody you should read the Kavi Kamayim. Also only has 8. Kadam Akosha, same idea. Kudam Akosha. One says cut, one says split the pasuk, one says repeat it. Mani Makosha, because they have psukim, three psukim. Mani Makosha, if you look Kosha, even if you divide it up less, but still didn't have 10. If you take one pasuk and you divide that one, Elayer Reboka, you take that away, it's only 1. You're still only, you don't have 9. You only have 9, you don't have 10. So you have to have 10. So the Gemara says, no, the fact that it's reading when it's two, we don't, not akpata. If you just repeat, if you don't have, if it's less than that, you don't have 10, it's okay. You can just repeat the last pasuk. When you could divide it up, then you divide it up. But if you can't, then it's sufficient to go through to have that alone. So the Gemara says, Rechuna says, if you don't Purim, it only has 9, doesn't have 10. So what do you do? My bullock's different. That's a Seder Ayom. So therefore, even though it doesn't have only has 10, less than the Seder that you have to have for 9, for to have 10, but it has 9, it's enough because it's a special Kriya, the Misakin to read in that time for Amalek on Purim. So Mela, you know, it's Pesukim, that's it. We accept it, that's it. We don't change it because that was the Seder that was made to read it that way. So therefore, it's made to read it even though it's less Pesukim. Another guy, you can't have less than 21 Pesukim. So you see that the Kruim goes conscious. You see, you call up 7 Kruim, it should be 23. You need 10. And then you need 10 and 10 for each one. So what do you get? 21? It's much more, you get less than that. However, it's a kasha. Rav Chuna, the Gemara doesn't answer this kasha. Because if you say that the Navi, calling up 21 psukim, you should have to have more than psukim to call up each one for a separate aliyah. Each one separate aliyah, you have to have more than that. So you have to have 23, not 21. The Gemara says, that kasha blyped on Rav Chuna, that we don't need kin, we pakas me eser, is the kasha. The Gemara is another halacha. We learn a brisa, and shame maimed, how you must not go to eat the fast all day. Well, those who fast in a second day, well, the ones who are seafarers, those who travel. The one that would go out, because Pasik said, because they go out in the Mayim, so it's Mukuyim at that Pasik. They used to go out and see Drachim. They used to go out those who travel on the road. If you go out Mayim, it's Dr. Shemayim, says you go on the road, you divide up the water, and then you can go on dry road. If you go on the Mayim, so in the fourth day, they used to go ahead and fast for the maimed, for the children, that they shouldn't die from mascara. They shouldn't, mascara shouldn't go into their mouth. The poison shouldn't go into their mouth. The disease that, mascara is a disease that will choke them. Someone said it doesn't go. But it should be like luminaries. Now you what does it mean? Ma'aras means curse. It shouldn't be a ma'ara. It shouldn't come a curse in them that they'll be able to get, that this mascara would come to them. 50 misalam mubarashi, but they pregnant women shouldn't have a miscarriage. I mean, actually, my necklace that you shouldn't go ahead. Children should not die from not having enough milk. But that's on Thursday, she used to have my image, shares Nevishkaya. So when we first name the people Nevishkaya, we call it Chaya. So Mamela, that's referring to life. So if we see that, we have to be able to go ahead and have enough thing, life to give, the Kiyam enough to Masanos, all the Mubaros. They shouldn't, that they should be maple, they should, their lives extend life. They're based on a Psukim, that shares Nevishkaya, referring to the Psukim will continue on those Kizat. What are the Brysa that says, which strains, Loy Masanos, Loy Masanos, Loy Masanos, Loy Matsi, they didn't fast on the Shabbos of Matsi, Friday because they're busy with Shabbos, and because they covered Shabbos, and they're not, and even after Shabbos also because of Kavod Shabbos, because Shabbos continues. You have Lav Malka. Shabbos continues. You don't have a, you can't, you don't end, you don't go into a fast on Matzah Shabbos. So you can't fast. You can't fast Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos. You can't fast on Erev Shabbos. The same idea because of Kavod Shabbos. So the Gemara says, because the person knows Shabbos yet Menucha, because you know that you're fine. But if you know you're going to have to fast tomorrow, you'll be all concerned, all nervous. That takes away. So if we don't want you to go, you must sign on Shabbos. We don't want you to do that. So therefore, there's no din of fasting on Shabbos, nor on Friday, nor on Erev Shabbos. Another bridesmaid said, you could sign me one. Because the men of the Sanhedrin would fast together with the men of the Maimon. And you call that Sanhedrin called Yom, because the men must fast all day. They have every day they would fast. The days, not Monday, Thursday, as I mentioned, every single day. You said, the Sanhedrin weren't divided into groups. My mother would divide into groups. Each group would fast. So they're going to fast when my mother fasts. I mean, they're fasting every single day of the week. How's that possible? How can I ask my parents? No, even the Sanhedrin used to divide themselves according to the base of us, the Kohanim, and whatever that base of fasted, that's when they would fast. They didn't all fast for every day. They each divided up as well, and for their base of, they fasted on that day of their base of fasted, they fasted. Otherwise, they did not. So the Mercy Messiah Shane from Atlas can't fast in two things for one time, and one thing's in one. And over here, it's telling you that there are two things that happen. Mishnah says you make a fast. But what do you mean? But you don't make a fast on two separate things. So what is it telling you? As soon as Vakshim came on Zos, we fasted and requested from Hashem, like I'll be this. So again, we see the Torah is referring to that we fasted, that they should be allowed to go in. So you see the Torah, this Mashma Lashem Yachad, that they fasted. That because you can't fast for more than one thing, so that's why the Dafka fasted for one. But the Chayre, how could you say you fasted for both? Pasuk says, the Neil went to his house, and then who said it was heard, Hazayah heard that he came in front of him, and I goes, bro, what happened to him? They shouldn't be deceived, he should be saved. They shouldn't be destroyed, thrown into the lion's den, he shouldn't die. So the man said, they daven for him. When I said, you see over here, why did he daven? Could have davened for them and Hashem together. That's each one was separate. You can't daven for two things at the same time. So when I said, he davened for the, it should be dafka revealed to understand what was required of him. There were two things that they had to do. Pastor, two things. Maybe there was a plague of locusts and also no rain. So then you go, you can sound the shofar for both of them together. Both things are similar things. Both you can fast for both of them. When I said, because fasting these things are the same. Both of them would cause starvation. No rain, nothing grows. Plague comes, locust comes and wipes away the field, so there's nothing to eat. So those are really the same kind of calamity. And mele, therefore, you allow two masrin aleim for both. Gemara says, and Amara says, when he went out to daven and fast, he would say, I see my brothers, our hearts today are very troubles. Let's daven and address him. Let's daven for this trouble that we're coming for. We have so many things to daven for. So much stories in Klai Yisrael. But let's daven for what right now we have in front of us. No, we do for what we have now. My brother said, that's what we do. That's what we should daven for that. Well, Liban Askin, what we're busy with, what we're osik with. It. That's what, not for other reasons, should we daven. That's the sinus of the lamb on those things, not for something else. But the Gemara says that same idea. We don't daven for more than one thing, and we should tell people to focus on what we're davening for, this one thing, and not for multiple things, because that itself does not work. Gemara says it cannot. I forgot to believe it. Tzaras Rabos says a command ain't a vakish akshav rak al dover zeshes halakh. Only be vakish daven only for the one thing that's bothering you, that's paining you. That's what you should focus on. Even though you have many other things, don't focus on those. Let's stop over here.